This is a poem by George Bradley, and it's called At the Other End of the Telescope. The people are very small and shrink, dwarfs on the way to Netsky Hell, bound for a flea circus in full retreat toward subatomic particles. Difficult to keep in focus, the figures at the other end are nearly indistinguishable. Generals at the heads of minute armies, differing little from fishwives. Emperors, the same as Eskimos, huddled under improvisations of snow. Eskimos, though, now have the advantage, for it seems to be freezing there, a climate which might explain the population's ordinary dress. Their period costumes of felt and silk and eiderdown, their fur concoction stuffed with straw, held in place with flexible strips of bark, and all to no avail. The midgets forever stomping their matchstick feet, blowing on numb fagalia of their fingers. But wait, bring the light, clean the lenses. Can it be that those shimmering arms are waving, are trying to attract attention, hailing you? Seen from the other end of the telescope, your eye must appear enormous, must fill the sky like the sun. And as you occupy their tiny heads, naturally they wish to communicate, to tell you of their diminishing perspective. Yes, look again, their hands are cupped around the pinholes of their mouths. Their faces are swollen, red with effort. Why, they're screaming fit to bust. Though what they say is anybody's guess, it is next to impossible to hear them, and most of them speak languages for which no Rosetta Stone can be found. But listen harder. Use your imagination. The people at the other end of the telescope are trying to tell you their names. Yes, surely, that must be it. Their names and those of those they love, and possibly something else. Some of them listen. The largest are struggling to explain what befell them, how it happened that they awoke one morning as if adrift, their moorings cut in the night, and were swept out over the horizon, borne on an ebbing tide, and soon to be discernible only as distance, collapsed into mirage, made to become legendary creatures now off every map. While I'm sure the author of this poem, George Bradley, did not have the universe in mind when he wrote it, I can't help thinking about recent discoveries that our universe is expanding at an accelerating rate. In time, galaxies at the far edge of the universe will be out of our vision forever. We are peering through telescopes now, looking at them as they are borne away on an ebbing tide. And if there are intelligent creatures on those distant planets, surely they are watching us disappear off every map as well. What I like about poetry beyond the imagery of language is that it offers a springboard for the imagination to leap into swirling eddies and be borne away.